AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Wendy Gillette. As the World Cup continues with France's 2-1 win over England and Morocco's 1-0 march to the semifinals over Portugal, a first for an African nation, journalists are grieving the death of U.S. soccer writer Grant Wall. CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi reports.
Grant Wall was covering his 13th World Cup, the quarterfinal between the Netherlands and Argentina, when he collapsed last night in the press box at a stadium in Qatar. His agent tells CBS News paramedics tried to revive Wall, then took him to a nearby hospital. On Tuesday, the 48-year-old CBS Sports contributor had written he was on antibiotics for bronchitis, an illness that has spread widely at the World Cup.
Another big sporting event is capturing the attention of Philadelphia this afternoon. KYW-TV's Brandon Goldner is there.
Larry Needle of the Convention and Visitors Bureau's PHL Sports estimates about 31,000 hotel room nights have been booked for this weekend.
Army-Navy is truly one of the biggest weekends of the year for the city. We couldn't be more excited.
Not just a big weekend economically, but symbolically for our nation.
It symbolizes everything that we stand for, that we have dedicated, committed young people willing to serve our nation and give up everything that they have.
Army is leading Navy 7-3 at halftime. The Nobel Peace Prize ceremony was held today in Oslo, Norway.
Ми маємо почати реформу міжнародної системи.
Human rights lawyer Oleksandra Metrychuk from Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties was a joint winner. She denounced Russia's war in Ukraine during her speech, saying we have to reform our international system to protect people from wars and authoritarian regimes. WNBA star Brittany Griner is still getting treatment at a San Antonio air base after a prisoner swap brought her home from Russia. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more on the fallout.
Some lawmakers and former law enforcement agents have criticized the deal.
We just sent the message out that it is good business to have an American citizen in your back pocket for that day you need a bargaining chip.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin says more swaps are possible if the U.S. is willing to compromise. Still held in Russia, American Paul Whelan. The White House says Russia refused to include the former Marine in this exchange.
Whelan has been imprisoned in Russia since 2018 after he was convicted on espionage charges. He and his family have consistently denied the accusations. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for a mix of rain and snow. Lows dip down to about 29. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 36. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happier happy hour? Can it also be a terrible Tuesday all at once, Tom?
Sure, why not? We can do whatever we want.
Dominic, we've got a verdict, a breaking verdict. The Oath Keepers, guilty, guilty, at least two guilties. Seditious conspiracy, the charge. And that's the charge I'd really like to see Donald Trump go down for. Something associated with the January 6th. But instead, I got a prediction, Dom.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Despite the fact that man's entertaining Nazis for Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago, I think he is still your GOP frontrunner. He will be your Republican nominee, and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back to him. So all this so-called boldness and the separation from Trump, that's just for show. Because when it really, when the rubber hits the road, and there's like 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and he starts chopping at Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump's going to win the primaries. He's going to run the table. He's going to, you know, win like 35% in Iowa and then like 35% in New Hampshire. And pretty soon, it's just going to be the Trump show again. So mark my words, Tom.
It's still the Trump show, Crudy. But let me ask you, do you think Donald Trump has more or less support today than he did 1 year ago today?
Less.
And do you think he's going to have more or less support 1 year from now than he does today?
1 year from now would make it November. Yes, I think he will have the perception of power because I think the polling will show that he is leading the polls going into Iowa.
So you see zero headwind for this, for instance, breaking news, the E. Jean Carroll rape case. Will be in
Republicans
April,
view
April
that about him
of 2023. You think that particular case, just that one, or any of the multitude of other cases that Trump's facing right now, that will not have, number one, he will be found not guilty, or they'll still be going on. It will have zero impact on his quote unquote effort to run for president. You think there's no value to those things?
I think he was an alleged rapist before they made him the nominee in 16 and 2020. So if you're talking about whether or not it matters to the Republican base, apparently not. You know what I'm saying? Those evangelicals, he's their vessel. He's the fallen.
I mean,
what?
Have you seen any of the recent articles? The evangelicals have been kind of pulled
away
from
Trump. That's what they say. I don't believe it, Dom. Because until there's a new king, he's the king. Until there's a new king of the Republican Party and they knock him off the mountain that is that craven, destitute party. I mean, they still love him. The base still loves Trump. You can talk about the donor class. You can talk about those that are on the know. What the hell did they know? Donald Trump became the president. Not the left, not the right. Nobody saw him coming. So you're going to tell me now they know? I'm telling you this, Tom. He's going to be the nominee. So who, if it's not Donald Trump, who's your Republican nominee? I'm not saying he's winning the presidency. I'm not saying it's not a ridiculous statement about the Republican Party and the state of those that would support this party at this late hour. But unless this guy's sitting behind bars, he is your Republican nominee.
Oh, now you're qualifying it. Okay.
Well, you're not going to get his ass in jail between now and the Iowa caucuses. So, you know, good luck with that. But that's basically January of 2024. He will be the winner of the Iowa caucuses, the Republican version thereof, because I don't think the Democrats are going back to Iowa this year. But the Republicans are, and Trump's going to win. And then he's going to win probably New Hampshire. And he's going to be on a roll, dude.
Come on, man. You sound so confident, man. I wish I could believe what you're selling.
Because the math doesn't show me another path for another Republican. But there's too many variables, Crudy.
You are totally discounting all the variables that we know, let alone the unknown variables for the next, 13, 14 months?
Set aside all the variables.
Let's set aside the variables, man.
But you can't quantify those variables are yet because they're all hypotheticals today.
They're not. They're not hypotheticals. There's ongoing criminal investigations on multiple fronts against Trump and his organization, man. What are you talking about? Tony Ornato, the Secret Service dude, his buddy at the Secret Service, testified for 5 hours today in front of the J6 committee. Kellyanne Conway went voluntarily, didn't take the fifth yesterday. These are still active, ongoing investigations. That's just the J6 part, man. I mean, Stuart Rhodes guilty of seditious conspiracy. I mean, that's today. You don't think there's going to be any movement on any of these other cases that are continually, as we speak, every day, squeezing closer and closer to Donald Trump specifically?
Dominic, I've got to speak to our Madison audience for just a minute. Evan, thanks for flagging this. Police are searching for a suspect in a State Street shooting, and the public is being asked to avoid the State Street area of Madison. A shooting, at least one person injured at the shooting. One person is hurt after a shooting on State Street Tuesday afternoon, and police still searching for a suspect. Officers responded just after 3:30 in the 100 block of State Street. The scene is still very active, and police are asking the public to avoid the area. That reporting, according to NBC 15 here in Madison, avoid the State Street area. Be safe out there. If you're leaving the office, you know, keep your wits about you. But Dominic, sorry to interrupt your thought. I think it's a valid thought. You know, I think I'm hearing you. I hear you say these things and I know you believe them.
Well, and I know you believe what you're saying. I just, in order to go down that road, and I get it, but you have to think that all these other things will have zero impact. Number one, on Trump's ability to run for office, Trump's or his supporters or those who would fund him.
It's the nomination
that this is going to maintain as it is right now, and I just don't think it's going to be the case.
You understand how these primaries work? These winner take all Republican primaries. So whoever gets 30%. Is probably going to get all the votes, basically all the electoral votes, if you will, towards the nomination. And if he's piling them up, guess what? People want to back a winner. And Donald Trump's been the president. And Ron DeSantis is not going to look good walking around Iowa in those white boots, man. I'm just telling you, And Ron DeSantis, when Donald Trump turns the whirlwind, the pain upon him, Ron DeSantis is so thin-skinned. He's a wannabe Nazi. You know what I mean? He wants to be a Nazi. He so desperately wants to be, but he's not a courageous man. He's smarter than Trump, but he doesn't have the courage to stand up to Trump. And he is going to wither before Trump. And once they see how weak DeSantis is compared with Trump, I mean, sadly.
I mean, but weakness,
that's,
I mean,
all that know, will
Donald,
matter.
Donald Trump's shtick is stale. Man, we've seen this the show before.
Stale, we are strong, we are not, and wrong, we're baby.
Numb to it, man. So it's not going to have, he's not going to get the free media. The only media he's going to get is you know, you think they're going to pack back the winner if his company is convicted of $250 million fraud? Is that winning for you? If E. Jean Carroll's rape case comes back and he's guilty, is that winning? If he's brought up on charges of seditious conspiracy by special counsel Jack Smith, a la Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers, is that winning, Crudy? I mean, we can go on and on.
You know, to his perception, and when you look at the reaction of the Republican base, look at the search of Mar-a-Lago. They rallied to Trump. They rallied to Trump.
Who rallied to Trump?
Guys like Ron DeSantis came out, this is so bad what they're doing to our cult leader, Mr. Trump. Even DeSantis went sucking into there. I mean, dude, when this guy gets to play the victim card, and let's not forget, that's Donald Trump's MO. He plays the victim card. I'm being persecuted. Look at what they're doing to me because I am your choice. They're trying to silence you. That's how he plays it. And yes, it plays in Des Moines, dude. I was there in October of last year when the guy had 45,000. Ron DeSantis couldn't turn out 4,500 in Des Moines.
It won't play in Des Moines if he's charged with you know, taking these documents, man. It's not going to play, man. I mean, I know it's a paper crime to you. We still don't know what happened to lots of those documents.
If it's a paper crime to me, what do you think his supporters think it is? They think it's more persecution from the... I mean, this guy survived two impeachments. Almost won re-election. You know what I'm saying? 21,000 votes in the state of Wisconsin. He wasn't exactly a runaway here. He's still fighting over, you know, like legislators to overturn.
Were there criminal investigations going into electioneering when you call 11,000? And all I need is 11,780 votes. Was that going on back then? No. No. Was there a $250 million fraud case in the state of New York? No. Was there a criminal charge in Manhattan against the Trump Organization? No. These things are all going on right now. And to think that as the time passes, that nothing will change or that he'll just walk away from them all, given what we've seen, convictions today, Oath Keepers, seditious conspiracy, pretty good for the DOJ. Apparently some people are buying it. Well, what was Trump's role in all that? What was Roger Stone's role in all that? This is still going on. We still don't know. We still don't have the info. We need the info. So I don't think that, you know, 18 or 12 or 16 months from now, we're going to be living in the same political situation. And we certainly weren't 18 months ago. And 18 months from now is not going to be the same as it is today.
All the man has to do is survive till he gets to the RNC in Milwaukee. And he's your Republican nominee, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. You had to bring that up, didn't
you? The RNC is coming to your town, baby. Donald Trump will be anointed the king of the cult again because no one can knock the king off the mountain. He's got too much notoriety, too much celebrity. He might be a stale act, but he's the best act the Republican Party have. And sadly, that will probably convince Joe Biden he's the best alternative. Right? Because if Trump's running... Biden's all in. Come back with us. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Always appreciate your opinions more than Dom's at 844-967-2789.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know, and we also know there are known unknowns. That is,
so I don't have any clue of what he's talking.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
Taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know this is still a Linda and the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take, as always, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, can I also encourage the audience? Use the Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do. You know, right now I'm watching. There's a guy listing in Australia. Someone's listing in the United Kingdom, the southern part. I hear that's the good part. And then all across the great United States, and of course in the state of Wisconsin, lots of listeners to this fine program, Dom. They love us. You know, we're kind of a big deal.
Where do you get the Civic Media app, Crudy?
You can get it anywhere where you get apps. Here's the best part. It's free. It doesn't cost you nothing. Dom's favorite price. Free.
Free? If it's free, it's for me, and I'll take three.
And give them to all your family. I mean, think about that. All your Christmas giving is this Civic Media app. Really, kids, just get it for your parents. They will appreciate it. They don't know how much it costs. They can't get to the app store. You just get it for them. Say, Mom, Dad, you got your Badger Sports. You got a little country music. You got the greatest radio show ever each afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Devil's Advocates, I mean, if you're not aware. And all the other fine programs right here on the Civic Media Worldwide Network. So do it for me and Santa Claus. Santa wants you to do it, too. He's real.
Santa is real. I heard that.
Santa is real, but you don't believe in Jesus. So what's Santa so celebrating, man?
Ah, come on, man. We don't mess with the kid's mind. You know, Jesus and Santa, it made zero sense to me when I was growing up. I was singing all these songs, but what about, is Jesus Santa? I just didn't get it. And then South Park came along and pointed it out for me that Jesus died for Santa.
I'm wanting to turn our attention, you know, not that Santa bashing isn't a great topic. Militia boss faces 20 years for January 6th sedition. What Oath, the headliner here at the Daily Beast, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for planning an armed rebellion in an attempt to stop the electoral certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory over Donald Trump. Rhodes, along with one other member of the far-right militia, were found guilty on Tuesday of the rare Civil War-era charge in the most significant trial yet over the January 6th insurrection. The verdict, which was delivered by a D.C. federal jury in 3 days, marks the biggest prosecutorial win in almost two-year investigation. Why aren't we getting more convictions quicker? A almost two-year investigation into how a MAGA mob stormed the U.S. Capitol and forced dozens of elected officials into hiding for hours, leaving bloodshed in their wake. Now the founder of the far-right militia faces up to 20 years behind bars on the sedition conviction alone. Kelly, should get a lot more than that, to my opinion, Dom. Kelly Meggs, a leader of the Florida Oath Keepers chapter, was also found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Their co-defendants, Thomas Caldwell, a retired naval intelligence officer, member Kenneth Harrelson, and Jessica Watkins, who led an Ohio militia group, were found not guilty of the most serious charge, but every defendant was convicted of obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, which itself carries up to 20 years in prison.
Cody Watkins was also convicted of civil disorder after she admitted she helped push law enforcement officers inside the Capitol. Rhodes, along with two others, was acquitted of conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. The militia leader was also found not guilty of conspiracy to prevent an officer from discharging their duties. After the verdict was read, Rhodes' son took to Twitter to respond to the conviction by posting a link to a YouTube video titled, "Happy New Year to You, in jail." So much weight is off now. Dakota Adams, who along with his mother,
that is hilarious,
previously described attempting to escape an abusive life at home with Rhodes, added another tweet. Over the last month, prosecutors argued that unlike hundreds of other Capitol rioters who falsely believed the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, Rhodes and his fellow Oath Keepers carefully plotted to subvert democracy. While Rhodes did not enter the building, prosecutors said he surveyed his troops, quote unquote, during the riot, directing their positions from afar like a general. The prosecutor showed jurors text messages and audio recordings to argue that the Oath Keepers began planning to block the results of the 2020 election days after Biden was declared the victor. At the time, Rhodes said, "We're not getting out of this without a fight. Let's do it smart. Let's do it while President Trump is still commander in chief." A prosecutor said the desire to fight only grew as the group stockpiled weapons, coordinated meetups, and even planned on how January 6th would pan out. Oof. Of the five Oath Keepers to stand trial, Rhodes, Watkins, and Caldwell made the decision to testify in their own defense. Caldwell insisted his comments on private signal groups, including a threat to former Vice President Mike Pence, were simply words, and he had no intent to cause any harm during the insurrection. Rhodes took a different approach, choosing to throw his fellow Oath Keepers under the bus for their breach of the Capitol. "I think it was stupid to go into the Capitol. One, because it wasn't our mission," Rose told jurors. "And two, it opened the door for our political enemies to persecute us. And that's what happened. And here we are."
844-967-2789. Shouldn't be a shocker, Dom. Guilty. Guilty. What, guilty like five times?
Seditious conspiracy. And the other charge, too, also carrying an up to 20-year charge. Good. And this is good for the DOJ. This is good for justice. And let's hope. And what happens now, right? So and now that he's been found guilty, can he play ball at all? Can he roll up on Roger Stone? Can he roll up on anything else? Is there anything for Rhodes to offer now that he's looking at 20-plus years the rest of his life, presumably in prison?
Dominic, some more breaking news on the Trump legal front. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Monday said that Donald Trump does not have absolute immunity, as the former president claimed he should in response to a lawsuit in its early stages related to Trump's actions around, wait for it, Dom, the 2020 presidential election. Civil rights groups have sued Trump for trying to disenfranchise voters, while Trump lawyers argue he can't be held liable in civil lawsuits because of immunity around the presidency. Judge Emmett Sullivan of the D.C. District Court on Monday disagreed. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all guilty.
Right to jail, right away.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans from Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers close out their two-game weekend series. Tony O'Neill is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers are 7-10 overall, 1-8 in the Big Ten after last night's 7-1 loss to the Golden Gophers, who scored 4 goals in the first period and cruised to their fourth straight win over the Badgers. Minnesota now 14-5 overall. The third-ranked Gophers are also 9-2 in Big Ten play, and the league right now. And Paul, they're a very talented club. There's no doubt about that. And there's no doubt that Wisconsin has to play a whole lot better here tonight.
Yeah, Badgers kind of played into the Minnesota's hands with the turnovers that they had throughout the game. 4-on-3 or 4-on-2 turnover, pickpocket on a turnover, and the way Minnesota plays, especially that top line who seemed to be out there when those things happened, they are dynamic offensively. They turn the puck around the other way and made the Badgers pay. And you did see the Badgers did have some success in the game. You kind of forget about it because of the final score, but started from the first 10 minutes of the game, pucks down and below the goal line for Minnesota. Their pucks were popping out in front of the net. They were the Minnesota D, who was very good, were still turning the puck over when Badgers put pressure on them. They eventually got their goal right around the net on a power play, but that was the formula. Again, it gets kind of blinded by the 7-1 score, but there was opportunities there for Wisconsin last night.
Yeah, Bob Motzko, the Minnesota coach, said it was not a 7-1 game. He thought his team was loose last night, maybe got comfortable, especially down the stretch. It's only human nature when you're up 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, you're going to do different things or maybe not play the structured game that you want. But the Badgers need to be structured to be successful, and they need probably better goaltending, too, and we'll see a change in net tonight.
Yeah, Colin McClellan will get the start. He came in last night and settled the Badgers down a little bit. You know, Jared Moe was amped up to play, and probably a couple of shots last night he'd like to have back. The one that they made the goal change after, for sure, when it was outside the faceoff circle on the side. And you needed it. That was the other thing. There are some turnovers. There's turnovers every game. There's always opportunities. Hopefully your goaltender will be there to make one or two of those saves and cover up for some of those mistakes. Nobody plays a perfect game, but it was just not good enough in many of the areas last night.
Yeah, Justin Close has been very good for Minnesota in his career against Wisconsin. He's 3-0 with a .988 save percentage. He's allowed only one goal on 82 shots against in the 3 games he's played against Wisconsin. Badgers hope to turn it around and feel better about things as they head into Christmas break prior to the Quick Trip holiday faceoff December 28th and 29th in Milwaukee. We'll hear from Badgers head coach Tony Granato when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Get up.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for a mix of rain and snow. Lows dip down to about 29. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Here at Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis, the Badgers and the Golden Gophers wrap up their weekend series, joined by Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato. And Tony, I know a tough one last night. Minnesota is a very talented team. Bob Monsko said afterwards he didn't think it was a 7-1 game. What did you think of the performance last night?
I don't know when I left the arena last night, that's what it said on the scoreboard. So we didn't prevent them from being able to get to their game. And I say that because there are lots of good things that we did do in the game, but when you give pucks to them through the neutral zone and you're lazy coming back on a back check or not getting in the middle of the ice, they're going to expose you, and that's what happened. I mean, they made some great shots on their goals. It was, you know, especially in the first period there, they scored some really nice goals. But there were lots of parts of the game that we did really, really well. But if you can't win unless you slow down a high offensive team like that by playing smart. And last night, unfortunately for us, you know, we tried to get too cute at different situations of the game. We exposed the puck at different situations of the game, and obviously they took advantage of it.
Turnovers are key in every hockey game, but especially against a team like Minnesota.
Yeah, and you hate to use the word turnovers because then you're telling guys you can't make plays. So you're just telling, you know, be smart with the puck. If you don't have a decision with it that looks right, then it's got to go behind into a place that we can get to it before they can, and we got to keep it on the outside. You know, the turnovers to the inside of the rink, especially on the big rink, when you're on the outside and you turn a puck over on the inside, that means they're, you know, you're chasing from the outside in, and that's where I think most of their chances came from last night, was just a little bit of sloppy play in those areas, and they took advantage of it. And so credit to them. They're a high-powered offensive team that has some weapons that can shoot the puck in the net, and obviously the first period was one where, you know, every time we did make a mistake, it was in the back of our net.
Yeah. Jared Moe came out, and after about 24 minutes of play, I know the first goal that Logan Cooley scored, that's a highlight reel goal. Jackson Nelson with a one-time blast. He was wide open. You think about Cooley's breakaway as well. The power play goal was a good shot just over the pad, but then in the second period, one sneaked by him, and that's why you made the change at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, We made a push. We're down 2-0. We score a big goal, make it 2-1, and we came right back and we had some momentum. We had another great chance right after that. Gorniak right in front that could have tied it. And then, you know, we get a penalty. They score on that. And then they get a late one to make it 4-1 in the first. I thought we actually were still in the game, even though you're down by 3-0. So, you know, we had a good start to the second period, and they drove down the wing really wide, and they threw one at the net that shouldn't have went in. And you know, at that point, you know, the change was good for two things. One, it gets Jared out of there and gets him just to, you know, settle back into it and watch the game. And then it also, too, it gets a chance to get Kyle, you know, an opportunity to kind of slow the game down, settle into it himself. And, you know, so it, you know, you don't want to blame the game on Jared, because those goals in the first period certainly, again, were great shots by elite players. But in the second period there, we need to save it and get it. And the timing was right. We're down 5-1, get him out of the game and get Kyle in there. And I thought Kyle settled into the game pretty well and looked calm. And he'll get the start tonight.
Kyle McClellan in goal tonight against the Golden Gophers. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badgers and Gophers tonight face off coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. I know, Tony, you were breaking down a film of the game, obviously, like you do after every game. And there was one thing that you noticed about when your team got the puck deep behind the defenseman, they didn't break it out very well. You said this many a times. You can make great defensemen look ordinary by getting the puck behind them, forechecking, and making them make plays and trying to figure out their options. So that's your attack tonight, right?
Well, I mean, let's face it. They got a ton of skill in the back end, a bunch of first-rounders on their defensive core, and their experience, too. It's not like they're young. They got some guys that are 2 or 3 years into it already. So yes, I mean, you can't – that, and that goes to the plays that go to the middle of the ice, and if you turn a puck over in the middle of the ice, you're on the outside, and we're chasing them up. And, you saw one of the goals. They had a 5-on-2 rush yesterday because we lost a battle on the boards, put it to the middle of the ice, and they got on the attack. So yes, when we did – have entries in and didn't have a play and put it behind them, you know, we did do a good job on the forecheck. But again, from that, it's harder to create offense when you got five defenders in your D zone to get great quality chances. But if you make a turnover and they're on the inside of you and they're coming back up the ice with a number advantage, those chances tend to come even though, you know, we got a ton of quality chances in the offensive zone, when you get chances off the rush, the puck can move east to west a long way, and there's numbers there, and it's harder on the goalie. So I think that was a key in the game, even though the chances seemed pretty even in the game, and Bobby mentioned that it didn't feel like a 7-1 game. We did have enough chances, but most of them came off of the forecheck, and that's what we're going to have to stay with tonight and make sure that, you know, we don't give them consistent. It's going to happen. There's going to be a mistake in a game where they make a good play, get a stick on a puck. One of them was the breakaway goal at the end. We got a 4-2 rush. We lay a pass back for a one-timer. Hits off of their stick, goes center ice. The guy's behind the play. He gets a breakaway. So things like that can happen. But when you give them too many by just being sloppy, that's generally when you pay for it. And tonight, again, we got to be very disciplined with our puck decisions.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Wisconsin and Minnesota coming up. More from Mariucci in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The All of Us Research Program is asking for people to help researchers make healthcare more precise by creating individualized prevention and treatment options. When you join, you'll share your unique health information and become part of the largest and most diverse medical research program ever. The more data researchers have, the more they'll be able to create better care for all of us. Introducing the next breakthrough in medicine, you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Minnesota coming up here, a little over 15 minutes away. The Golden Gophers, I mentioned, 14-5, 9-2 in the Big Ten, on top of the league standings, ranked third in the country. Paul, they've won 10 of their last 12. They scored a season-high 7 goals last night against Wisconsin, and over the last 7 games, they potted 37. I mean, they've been on a roll, and you can see, really, I mean, the top 2 lines are outstanding, but we saw some contributions from other players last night from Minnesota.
Yeah, their depth is definitely one of their strengths. Their talent up front with their top line, but the forward line, Jackson Nelson was just basically taking his place and winding up and firing. His shots were pretty impressive last night. Yeah. The D is experienced. Half of them are seniors and juniors who've been around for a while, Olympians. They got some young talent. The goaltender obviously has done well. So they're, if you're the coach of Minnesota, you're like probably what you got there. So, yeah, they're tough to beat. I mean, it's 7-1 Wisconsin. But last weekend they played at Michigan State, who's been one of the better teams this year, and they handled them pretty easily, 5-0 and 6-3. So, yes, Wisconsin paid the price last night, but they paid the price against a team that's really good.
Yeah, really good. And I don't know if they have a weakness. Have you noticed one?
I'm not sure. I think our fourth lines matched up pretty well. I think we did pretty well there.
Yep.
So that's a start. Obviously, they were the pressure behind the net that Tony talked about, whatever, that seemed to be a weakness last night, and teams that can take advantage of that. Obviously, there's ways to beat teams always, and that's probably the way to beat these guys.
Yeah, and I will say that Charlie Stramel, Cruz Lucius, and Jack Korniak were pretty good last night, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Charlie Stramel and Cruz Lucius played with some of these guys in the past, and they're right up there with the talent level, so they can just go skill on skill with those guys. And Korniak's an experienced guy. We've seen him just speed past teams all over the place the last couple of years. So yeah, there's obviously they can play with them. We saw a lot of times last night when they can, and they just have to be much better throughout the whole entire game.
Yep. Badgers and the Gophers coming up. We'll check the rest of the Big Ten in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
As we look at the Big Ten standings, again, Minnesota leads the league 9-2, 27 points. Penn State in second place, 7-4 with 22 points. Michigan State in third place, 20 points. The Spartans are 6-4-1. Then Ohio State has 15 points. Notre Dame and Michigan both have 9. Wisconsin with 3. The last night, Penn State scored 3 goals in the third and 1 at Notre Dame, 5-2. The Irish have taken an early 1-0 lead. Actually, it's early second period. The Irish up 1-0 on the Nittany Lions in South Bend. Also last night, Michigan State beat Michigan 2-1 as Dylan St. Cyr stopped 22 shots. The Spartans, though, trail the Wolverines 1-0 now halfway through the opening period of play. Also, the Wisconsin women's hockey team knocked off Minnesota State 5-1 for its seventh straight game without a loss. Britta Curl, the team captain, with a couple of goals. The Badgers hit the semester break at 15-2-1. Here it's Wisconsin and Minnesota. Will set the line charts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
and he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of rain and snow possible at times, tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 29, winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Lows level off around 26, tomorrow night, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Fans still filing into Mariucci Arena, although a pretty good student section on hand once again. They're rather vocal, and they've come back to the rink and enjoy what they see from Bob Motzko's squad. Again, Badgers trying to get back on the winning track. Had won five in a row, lost to Michigan a week ago tonight, 4-2, and then last night, 7-1 defeat. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Our UW Health injury update, UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers in pretty good shape. The Golden Gophers are as well. As we look at the lineups tonight, brought to you by Quick Trip, we start in goal as the Badgers start junior Kyle McClellan from Manchester, Missouri. He's playing in his fifth game, making his fourth start. He's 1-2 with a .308 goals against average and an .863 save percentage. Played 36 minutes last night, played pretty well, Paul.
Hey, came in and actually faced a couple of shots right off the bat when he got out of the game, and that definitely woke him up and got him right into the game. And, yeah, he kind of settled the batters down a little bit.
Yeah, McClellan picked up his first win of the year back on November 18th and also beat Lindenwood just a couple of weeks ago. Defensively for the Badgers, sophomore Corson Kulemans with freshman Ben Dexheimer, freshman Tyson Jugnauth, and junior Anthony Kerr. Senior Mike Forlicky, the Edina, Minnesota native, paired with sophomore Daniel Lodge, Luke Lemaster from Duluth, the extra skater for the Badgers, who have made a change on their top line. Brock Caulfield, the centerman from Stevens Point, We'll have Matthew Desane Fowle on the right wing. Matty, the junior from Lake Forest. And Liam Malmquist, the sophomore from Edina, moved up to the top line tonight to play with Caulfield and Desane Fowle. And I think he warrants that a little bit. He played well.
Yeah, he was pretty creative last night and setting up the batters for some chances. Really good hustle. Obviously, the Minnesota native trying to show in his home homestead. He gets rewarded tonight playing on the first line.
We mentioned the second line for the Badgers. Freshman Charlie Stramel, the Rosemont, Minnesota native, scored the lone goal for Wisconsin last night, set up by Grant, Minnesota native. Actually, he's from Kansas, but he grew up in Grant, Minnesota. Cruz Lucius, Jack Gorniak was very good last night with an assist and seven shots on goal. Third line, junior Carson Bantle with senior Owen Lindmark and freshman Jack Horbach, and then sophomore Zach Erdahl on the left wing with centerman Dominic Mersch and junior Sam Stang. For Minnesota, Justin Close in goal. The senior from Kindersley, Siskiyou, is 11-5 this season with a 204 goals against average and 924 save percentage. Defense.